You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. This week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive features a May 2022 interview with the Emmy Award-winning guitarist, composer, and arranger Frederick Hand. We'll hear music from his latest recording, Across Time, and music from his career spanning over 40 years, which includes work on the Academy Award-winning film Kramer vs. Kramer, his best-selling recording Baroque and On the Streets, as well as music for 5 television soap operas and as guitarist with the Metropolitan Opera. We'll start with the ballet and dance from The Blessed Spirits by Gluck, performed by our featured artist, Frederick Hand. Thank you. this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard The Ballet and Dance of the Blessed Spirits by Gluck, performed by our featured artist, Frederick Hand. In May 2022, Frederick Hand spoke about his latest recording, Across Time.
And Across Time refers to, of course, the time of my life, because I've been writing and recording now for quite a while, over 40 years. And so the album takes you from the late 70s through the present. From the latest recording by Frederick Hand titled Across Time, we've just heard him performing his own piece, Romantic Etude. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. We're featuring an artist profile of American guitarist, composer, and arranger Frederick Hand. In May 2022, Frederick Hand spoke about his work on the 1979 film Kramer vs. Kramer. With Kramer vs. Kramer, which won 5 Academy Awards, the day before they called me and they said, we want to book you for a session 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's going to be a piece by Vivaldi. It's a mandolin concerto. So there'll be a mandolinist there. And we want you to play the string parts on the guitar. Fortunately, it was in a key of C major, and it was very doable. I arranged it for guitar, and we went in. We did it. We did it in like a couple of takes. Didn't know what it was for. The next day, we get a call. The people at the film, they love it, and they want you to be in the film.
And you're to be tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock in the evening in front of Tiffany's on Fifth Avenue. Because at that time, it was the late 70s, there were a lot of street musicians. That was a big thing. So we shot it, and we had already recorded it, so we'll make them believe we're playing. You know? And I don't know who's in the film or anything. And then I see walking up the street, and they're shooting now, Dustin Hoffman. And I'm going, oh, my God. So they had hired a Hollywood composer to do a film score, but Dustin Hoffman loved this little piece, which was just part of the concerto. And he insisted that they use that. And that became known as the theme from Kramer versus Kramer.
From the Academy Award-winning film Kramer vs. Kramer, we've just heard guitarist Frederick Hand and mandolinist Scott Cooney performing the first movement from Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto in C major. The commercial and critical success of Kramer vs. Kramer led to further opportunities for Frederick Hand, including his best-selling recording titled Baroque and on the Street. Again, here's our featured artist, Frederick Hand.
As soon as the movie hit, I got a call from CBS Records. And I remember the guy had a very high-pitched voice, and I thought it was a friend pranking me because he said, "Is this Frederick Hand?" Yeah, I said, "Did you do Kramer versus Kramer?" I said, "Yes." "Well, we'd like you to do a record for CBS. Would you like to do a record for CBS?" I said, "Yeah, I think I would. I think I would." I actually was going to say, you know, like answer him in a very blue way, but this may be for real, you know. So what they wanted to do was cash in on that film by having me do a whole album of that kind of thing with street musician instruments like banjo and saxophone and percussion. So I said, this is great. And that was really a big opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
From his best-selling recording by guitarist Frederick Hand titled Baroque and On the Street, we've just heard him and banjo player Eric Weisberg and harmonica player Robert Bonfiglio in Vivaldi's Lute Sonata. Frederick Hand recorded another album based on early music titled Jazz Antiqua. Again, here's our featured artist, Frederick Hand.
I will say this about Jazz Antiqua, though. There's one piece on that album which was the inspiration for me getting into the whole thing, and it's called Canticus de Santa Maria. And I did that with the Waverly Consort in the original, which is just, at that point, a melodic line. There's nothing else written. And that piece really typifies what the Jazz Antiqua experience is. It's not just taking an old piece of music and jazzing it up. It was writing new material around it and then having different pockets of improvisation for people to do, not all playing on the same stuff. Thank you.
Frederick Hand and his group Jazz Antiqua performing Cantigas de Santa Maria. You're listening to Classical Guitar